You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four creative people each share an idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, prank idea, or futuristic tech idea. Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm Dan Thomas.
I'm Camilla Bellario.
I'm Chris Young.
I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, who wants to do their idea?
Sure, I can go if you want.
Excellent.
Yeah, my idea, my name's Chris Young. My idea is I have been faced with the grim realization that I have to put new siding on my house. Siding is about $20,000 for my house. What I am proposing is just getting a wrap and putting it on my house and saving myself lots of money. It'll be like a big shrink wrap sticker like you put on a car and no one will know I need new siding.
You're a little choppy. You said saran wrap?
Like a wrap. Yeah, it's a wrap you put on a car, kind of like saran wrap, and put it over my house so it looks like I have new siding.
Yeah.
It looks like you have what?
Siding.
Oh, right. Siding.
Yep. So the wrap looks like I have siding. You know how they have, like, on cars, they put wraps on them so they look like they're race cars or things like that.
A decal.
So, yeah, I would rather not spend $20,000 on new siding. I'd rather spend $3,000 on this wrap, and it looks like I have siding. So.
And then you could wear yoga pants that look like jeans, and you could just live a total lie.
Everything, man. I could make my minivan look like, you know, a spaceship and all kinds of stuff. So since we're pulling off the line, as well, go big with it.
You can take a cat and put like a dog suit on it.
Now you're thinking, man. Now you're thinking. I could make myself even look suave instead of like a dork. So
you could take like. But, decals that look like
that's where I'm going with it. So, you know, whatever. You can ugly real pretty is what I guess I'm trying to say.
What are you saying, Dan?
You can take decals, make them look like windows, and like put them on your driveway.
You know, like windows?
There you go. So, yeah. So somebody pulls in and they think they're going to fall in a hole or crack my window.
That's yeah, cool. Something like that.
Like a Wile E. Coyote garage door.
Yeah.
Or you can
make it makes it look like you can look through the world.
Exactly.
I like
I mean, that's, you know, I know like wraps on things, they put them on cars, they put them on like UPS props and things like that. So I think they could make one big enough for my house and no one would be the wiser until the wind happens and, you know, and then I guess I'm screwed again. So.
Maybe it could be like a scuba suit material, so it's waterproof. But then it might look like
kinky even insulated leather thing. Now you're thinking.
It might look like a leather house, like a sex dungeon house.
There you go, Chris's house of junk and bottles. There we go.
I had no idea siding was that much. I've got it's sort of falling off on the side of my garage, and I have to keep nailing pieces back on. And like when the wind blows, go ahead.
Mine's like wood, and it's, you know, now 20 something years old. And it's like, okay, so there's no saving it. We're just going to have to redo it. And the quotes have been around $20,000. I'm like, you know what? That's like buying tires. I don't sit on the outside of my house and look at it. Other people do. And I really don't care what other people think of me. I sit on the inside of my house. I'd rather spend the money either there on a nice vacation than things that I could look at, not something other people look at. So,
yeah, I agree.
If you had like a tiny house or if you have like a trailer, you could just do like one side of the house and like whichever side the wind is blowing on, that's the side. You just turn it so that side is facing the wind. So that
just put it on a turntable, like a big turntable, so it just turns itself to the wind. Make like a big, so it's like a big giant weather vane. Put a rooster on top of your house, so you just have the cock every time it turns one way or the other. It's in the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane, but that $20,000 for siding. That, how much of that is like installation, though? Like, if you wanted to do it,
well, that's yourself. Probably, I would probably say like $12,000 installation and $10,000 or you know, $8,000 worth of material. So, but I have a 2-story house, so one side of it is like goes from like, you know, from the roof down to like 20 some feet in the air. So it's going to take more than just me being on a ladder, is what I'm kind of saying.
Yeah. But, I feel your pain of home ownership crap. I just got a quote to do some deck staining and like some indoor painting, like a few like miscellaneous tasks. And I thought it'd be like mm-hmm. $3,000-$4,000. He wanted $14,000.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like,
sounds ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous for houses. Anything that's like, are you kidding me? And that's where I get like, you watch these home improvement shows. People buy it like a $300,000 house and then say, oh, I think we're going to put $60,000 or $70,000 worth of renovations in it. Where do these people get that kind of money? I've not ever been the stupidest person on earth, but I'm not the smartest person either on earth. But I know those people can't be making that much more than I am. And they're, you know, somehow going to the kitty and pulling out another $60,000 or $70,000. After spending $300,000 on a house.
I never even understood how people can afford like SUVs. Like that seemed like an expense that seems insane, but I don't want to get into old man whining about money hour.
Yeah, right. Just get off my lawn.
Let's hear you say it. Let's hear you say, get off my lawn. Come on. Come on. Let your words match your demeanor.
Can you hear Dan? You're a little far from the mic.
Oh, my bad. I said, come on, let us hear you actually say, you kids, get off my lawn, so your words match.
There you go, Tom. We want to hear it, man.
I think he was talking to you, right?
Oh, I was
me?
I was
you
talking
kids
to both
get
of you.
Get off my lawn.
I don't know. I'm not inspired.
You're not?
Get off my lawn. Like, I don't want to yell.
I'm scared either.
That's the most unthreatening threat I've ever heard someone say.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
I had kids. I live on a lake, just to brag, I guess. And there's a boat launch, and kids would get on top of it and jump off. And I couldn't convince them not to. So I put a metal roof on top of it so they'll burn their feet.
Jesus.
That's how I convinced him not to do it. Like, my words.
Yeah, say, why don't you just throw glass there, you know?
Well, it's not like
it's fun. I think
it's not like they can't see the metal roof. I mean, I'm not tricking them with, like, hidden glass. It's like they can see that. I'm just, if words won't convey.
Or like a hidden electrocution device.
It is no longer comfortable.
Yeah. It's one day.
Yeah, so that was my first idea. I'm not sure, you know, where that'll ever end up. The second idea that I had was
you're really choppy.
You're cutting out.
Yeah.
Can we go to everybody else? We have like a full house this episode. We got 4 people. So,
good. Yeah, I'm all done.
Okay, who wants to go next?
Ladies first. Hit it, Camilla.
All right. So if we just get to share one, that's a tough one. I have a couple of quick ones, and then I have one that's probably a little bit more involved.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, if it's under like 5 minutes, we can do 2.
Okay. I'm just going to say 2 fast ones, and we can only talk about one of them. And then I'll give you like the one that I think that I wanted to share the most today. One that I really have always wanted is a Shazam for birds. So basically an app where you can listen to a bird call and then it'll tell you, oh, that's the whistling, you know, warbler.
Huh.
No response, nothing.
Well, I think they might have
I'm just waiting for the second idea. You said you're going to do...
Okay, my second small idea is, you know how there are those pine tree air fresheners in cars?
Yeah.
That you have to like... You have to take it off. You have to take off the wrapping slowly over the course of like a few weeks or it smells.
Yeah.
Too much. I think it would be funny to have that instead of being a palm tree, have it be like a stripper and you have to like slowly take the wrapping off.
And make it more naked.
Yeah.
A stinky stripper, like a vegan stripper?
No, it smells more and more like cotton candy.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, she could smell like really anything you want. It could be leather. She could smell like pine trees if you want.
So dominatrix in the
woods.
But
I think it would be way more hilarious to slowly unwrap a stripper than a palm tree.
Okay. I dig it.
It would have to have glitter.
Yeah, it would have to make a glittery mess as you unwrap it.
Mm.
I'm thinking those Amazon Dash buttons, like you press the button and it'll order stuff from you or for you from Amazon. Mm-hmm. Like if you take all of the stripper air fresheners clothes off, it presses a button and it bills you money like a stripper would.
I like that.
To simulate like putting a cash in or G-string or whatever.
Hmm. I thought you were going to say that. Right under the stripper, there's an easy button for the stripper. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a bad joke.
So, that'd be funny. People, I mean, I had somebody break into my car for some loose change. I don't know if a kid would, I could picture a 12-year-old busting a window to see a nudie, well, maybe not in the age of the internet. Maybe they wouldn't. They would
right. Not today.
He'd be bored by it. So the bird call thing. Would the app also let you know which ones it's legal to shoot?
Oh, that's a good idea. My mind didn't even go there. I feel like the ones that you shoot are never making like those pretty bird sounds. They're always like.
What's a chicken sound like?
I'm not doing that for you today.
Well, I did the get off my lawn. I guess chicken is one step above that. Yes.
Ready for my bigger idea? Or do you have something else to say about that?
The bird call thing? Well, some birds can like mimic real things. Like if you... Like, and parrots can, like, mimic people. Like, if the bird is, like, mimicking other things, the app might have a hard time figuring out. Or it might think that Gilbert Gottfried was a bird.
Then you know you're around a very expensive bird, and you should definitely find it.
Yeah. Any more comments about the bird thing or the, what was the other one? The stripper air freshener?
The stripper air freshener sounds like it has a better chance of working. You're just me being just a tech geek. I don't think your microphone on your phone will work that far. And I think because bird sounds are really quick, your mic would have to be on like, all the time. Not saying that it isn't right now with all the apps we have, but you'd have to basically have a hot mic all the time and maybe check the app later. Maybe it'll record it for you.
What if you just hold a button when you hear the bird?
Mm. Yeah.
You might not be quick enough.
It's less like when you're in the city, more when you're like out in the middle of nowhere where you hear birds. a lot.
It could be an idea to sell to like national parks or something. We could have them donate and then to get the app once they're at a park.
Yeah.
Or like some
there has to be Shazam for birds.
Shazam for real life.
You could you could say which ones you could shoot. You could say which ones are endangered. You could say which like cooking recipes for the birds, like how to eat the birds. What else do
they
you
could
do
tell you
birds?
About the birds, how they travel, how they migrate.
If you capture them and sell them,
reason.
What they would go for.
clothing.
Clothing.
What kind of clothing they make?
I don't think I've ever seen like a bird suit.
Feather in a cap. What's your feathers say?
Yeah, okay. What was your last idea?
Okay, my last idea. This is a website and an app and just an overall service. If you don't have the balls in real life to tell someone how you feel, you can be a dick in the afterlife with dickafterlife.com. You can tell someone how you feel after you die. So you basically would, before you die, create all these dick afterlife messages that they would only receive after you pass away.
Well, what if the obvious problem, you know, what if the other person dies first?
What if the other person dies first? I don't think that's really the problem.
How would it know you died?
Well, yeah, so that's kind of a kink in the process. But I think it would be like after it's been reported that you're dead. So I think that that's really how it would work out. It would probably be connected to some sort of obituary or reporting.
Or you could do a thing where you have to log in like once a year. And if you don't log in, it assumes you're dead.
A dead man's switch.
Or everybody logs into dickafterlife.com and then you get to find out if people have written you letters before.
But isn't that like almost, well, no, that's a non-anonymous app.
Yep.
Well, it could still be anonymous.
Kind of like a,
like you still wouldn't know who sent it.
I don't necessarily think it's necessary for it to be anonymous at this point.
No, I agree. That's the whole premise.
I would love to like go to a graveyard and like just you see random tombstones and you look like, what do people say about this guy? Like, what are the complaints about this guy? Like, I guess I wouldn't love that. It'd be something to do once.
Like, no, yeah, right. That's your hobby.
But yeah, you could have like a lookup thing for like when you're in a graveyard, like you're visiting a tombstone of like a relative who died, and then there's somebody next to it has like a really annoying big tombstone, like, what do people say about this guy? Yeah. Or just family members.
Or, how about this? When you die, I don't know if you've seen any tombstones recently, but you could have like a video screen in them now that basically play like a rolling montage of your life. Yeah, I believe so.
Creepy.
Yeah.
How do you power that?
It could be solar powered.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So it comes on when people walk by or is just always on?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's a lot of very low energy displays. I think they're black and white. They might use like e-ink, which is a very low power screen. So I was thinking about that. They're already incorporating electronics into tombstones. So let's add wireless. Let's add a recorder. When you die, you can release a pin. And so you're going to have a website. Maybe you could use, what was your website? Dick, whatever. What was it, Camilla?
Dick's Afterlife.
Dick's Afterlife. So you can
Dick Afterlife.
Dick Afterlife, right? Okay, so you die and you got a pin and you got dickafterlife.com. So this pin leads you to Oh, is that
someone
your phone?
Drop off?
No, you might be getting a
what?
Call. There was a beeping in the phone. But
I got the beep as well.
Chris, okay. Are you still there?
He might have us on hold or something. But the point is, you die, you give a pin out to people you know that are still alive, and you know they could either post nice pictures on this e-ink display now, or they could post like prank pictures, just like ridiculous shit you did when you're still alive, like getting drunk stuff.
Or
like.
To like hack into one of those and put embarrassing photos in.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is a great idea. I think nobody's probably thought of it yet. Like messages either that to send to other people or other people to send to you when, or to tell others about you when you're dead, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I think probably one of the best ideas we've had so far, like a thing that could exist. I don't know how you'd make that much money with it, but people would use it.
Or just keep updating the things this person is, or, you know, just what people know about them.
How about this? You're on your deathbed. For $200, you can see what other people's messages were before you die about you. Or you can... Yeah.
That's dark.
That'll give you something to do. It's better than staring at the ceiling. You can make some angry phone calls before you die. Hmm. Give you something to do.
I just feel like I feel like it's a really good way to communicate things to people. Like, I've never been on my deathbed, right? But if I was, and I was like, oh, there's all these people that I wish I could say something to.
Hmm.
It could be a great way to tell them how you really feel.
It was, let's stick with the fun part of the show. I dig it. There's something there. But again, the problem was, like, if it's a group of your peers, you know, there's a chance they'll die before you, and they won't ever leave you a message or hear from you.
It wouldn't really be a problem, though, if you leave them a message as you die, and they die, then... Who cares?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they die before you die.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, you back?
Yes. Sorry.
Hey,
whatever happened.
I don't know if it's your end or my end. I know my reception is sometimes poor here, so it might have just dropped off. But
it's all right. Yeah, and if it does it again for whatever reason, we'll check out and hopefully next time I can get to the studio. I'll fill you in on what down the night at one point. So.
Well, if the phone dies again, maybe we can send messages to the phone call to give it to it when it dies. A silly joke there that didn't go over. Dan, are you ready with your idea?
Yeah, I got a couple ideas. We'll start with the movie idea. Then the next idea is kind of a app/tech idea. So the movie idea, Hollywood always does like remakes and they wait like years and years. I'd like to see different versions of the same movie. At least, like, the same movie idea done within, like, 1 or 2 months of each other. You know, like, you get, like, the Quentin Tarantino version of, like, a Batman movie or something like that. And then, or, like, the Alfonso Cuarón version of a Batman movie. Just, like, I think it'd be interesting. You know, see, like, Christopher Nolan, you know, another Batman. He's done Batman. You know, like the music they pick, like the cinematography, all that stuff, the actors they pick. I just think it'd be interesting to see all these interpretations within a short time period.
Yeah, maybe. Well, my thought is there's not that many interesting directors. Mm-hmm. Like Tarantino is like, well, that's like its own thing.
Yeah.
Like totally different than everybody else. And, well, there's a few directors like that, but after that, then there's a big drop off and everybody's sort of boring and ordinary as far as directors go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that would be really cool. Cause you, like, I feel like Wes Anderson and Quentin Tarantino, I mean, obviously it'd be two totally different stories.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting.
Would you get like
that's a good idea? I mean, it'll never happen. I don't know why, but
so it'd be the same.
So much that like people are willing to invest millions of dollars into one movie.
The same plot, even you said.
I mean, there's been like competing studios that have done it, but I want to see like one studio done it that does it. Like there was a Bug's Life, and then Ants. Those came out like around the same time. There've been other movies like that, but they're escaping me right now.
Volcano. There was two Volcano movies
and
one
Deep
year.
Impact or something.
There was two Armageddon ones. Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Okay.
It was Volcano and Dante's Peak.
There was the two magician movies. There was The Prestige and Not The Prestige.
What was the other one? Yeah, I know what you mean.
The Illusionist?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to see that happen like deliberately, like from one studio.
Yeah.
I bet they could do it on Netflix. Show like different perspectives of the same story. Like Black Mirror, but you'd have like the different directors. Like a whole season of it could be like just one story.
So like the Aristocrats, like Penn Jillette, like everybody telling the same joke, but
yeah, but it's their version.
A movie instead of a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be good if it was like totally different, like not just different, like a different plot even, like it's on a theme, a loose theme, or like a Batman, but I wouldn't want the same plot by the same by different directors, because then it would be too similar.
Just the same characters, different settings, different, just making them do different stuff. I don't know.
Maybe two of the three have like a similar ending, and one of the endings is like way, way different.
Hmm.
Like the villain wins in the other one.
All right. So that was the movie idea. Now the app/tech idea. I almost pulled the trigger on having this built. I had an idea for like kind of an event app. There's something like Bands in Town now, but I had an idea for something similar to that before that came out, but I didn't go through with it. And then I'm really annoyed with Facebook because people have all these fan pages, but these fans aren't really their fans. They're Facebook's fans. You don't have like direct contact with them. You're kind of – Facebook is the intermediary, so I think – everyone should have their own website until something bigger comes along so that you could have like one-to-one fan contact instead of having to go through a middleman. And so I'm thinking about putting out a tech seminar for all our comedian friends. I don't know. I think something needs to change.
What do you mean a tech seminar?
Just like literally show our comedian friends a bunch of tech stuff. So how to keep track of their fans better. It could be as low tech as keeping an email list, literally write it down rather than depending on what Facebook's become. Because Facebook, it's definitely on its way out. It's not going to go away as fast as like MySpace or something because it's simply so prevalent. But I think it needs to go way faster.
Yeah, I know that. I use it primarily because of the Michigan Comics Network and because of events and messaging and like not the Facebook part of Facebook.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. So it's got all these services that keep you there. And so I don't know. I've been looking for like tech companies that kind of connect like Gmail to other people's calendars, stuff like that, to keep all your messages in one place. To essentially take apart Facebook. So this is kind of like
I like to have them in several different places. That way, when I do kick the bucket, outside of using her service, people won't be able to know and to call me two better names all at one spot.
Yo, Camilla, what if we incorporate your idea into Facebook? Like if you kick the bucket, you'll have, you know, messages that appear only after you die.
I think that's a fantastic idea, Dan.
Well, the problem with starting these new apps is like all of a sudden it's like full of like white supremacists or pedophiles or something.
Was that your first thought?
Like that happened like some – I saw like a – I think it was maybe on a Radiolab or some podcast where some guy created some social networking app like with total – normal intentions. He wanted everybody to use it, and for some reason like the far right just gravitated towards it. And like it's sort of out of your hands once it's released to the public, but like if your app is incorporating all this death shit, like you might gravitate a certain type of people. Like I don't know, you have to be careful when you release these,
like the dying.
Like the dying, or like goths, or like whatever. Yeah, I had a few ideas about social networking apps here and there, but not like little features. Like, I had the idea of a social network that doesn't use the internet. It's just point to point. Like you walk into the room with you and I have the cell phone in the same room. It would just send it straight to each other. And then like if you later were in the same room with Camilla, it would forward my messages from me to you and then you to Camilla. Like it would be a slow social network that gradually got the messages to all the all of your friends list based on getting passed along by other people. That way it's private.
I don't think I should be admitting this on the air, but why not? Pokemon Go had a similar feature. I haven't played in a very long time. It's not on my phone anymore. I just had to put that in there. But it actually had a similar feature. Like only like your friends would show up when you're literally near them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... Yeah. So what was the essential features of your app other than it's not Facebook?
Oh, it's just not Facebook. That's my app.
You could call it not Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or face and or just cross off a couple of the letters and just use the same logo.
Facebook.
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 So you guys can't see Dan here. He's wearing a suit. And he already kind of looked like the villain Kingpin from Daredevil. What's his name? Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yeah.
So if you like...
Dan, why are you wearing a suit?
I had to meet potential customers at a tech seminar.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, so I was schmoozing.
So if you became like a tech guru, you already look like Kingpin. So if you became a Kingpin...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tech Kingpin. Yeah.
You would, that might become an issue. You might have to, like, try not to look as much like a villain, a cartoon villain.
I look like a cartoon villain?
Well, Daredevil.
I suppose.
Or that could be your angle. This is like the app where people are villains to each other. Like, although that would attract like the far right again, like you're sending people things when they're dead and you're like just balls out villainous, like trolling and whatnot maybe. And so you kind of look.
It's kind of.
Oh, know. You know what would be a really dark and weird idea? So this goes back to like chatbot days. Where you can, like, pretend that you're talking to someone who's passed away and there's, like, a chat bot talking to you. Oops. I know that's really dark. I know.
A chat bot?
yeah, like a chat bot where you can chat bot to someone that has died.
Mm. Oh, so it's a fake version of them.
Yep.
Or maybe you can use like some sort of machine learning algorithm. You dump in all the texts or whatever you had with this person, and a computer takes its best guess on how it would respond to you.
I think there was a Black Mirror about that. Like in season one or two of Black Mirror, woman's husband died and she got like a replacement. I don't remember what happened with it though. Anything else with your social networking app? Did you have a name for it?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's more of a just anti-Facebook. It's just anger. It wasn't really an app idea. I was just trying to throw ideas, trying to make people aware.
Oh, you know, there goes Chris again. Or Camilla.
Is Camilla still there?
Yeah.
I think that my phone is probably the problem, or he got bored. I think Facebook needs tagging of posts. Like if it's tagged politics, you can just skip it. If it's tagged motivational, you can just skip it.
Anybody got any shows coming up?
You're saying skip what?
On your wall, just filter out categories of posts like motivational quotes and like
I like that.
Stuff like that. That's what I think they need more than anything, just filtering stuff out.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
But I'll get to
search your wall. You can't search your wall for anything.
Actually, if you type your own name and then if you use like keywords that you think may have been in your post, you click search, and then you click posts, and you can find your own posts.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I believe so.
I guess that makes sense.
I do that sometimes to find like old podcast episodes to like if I have a similar idea. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and they're all out of order and it's annoying. But yeah, Facebook search sucks. But I'll get to my idea. If Chris calls back in, he can join us. This is similar to an idea that I had, I think, or somebody had on a previous episode. I couldn't find it though. But it came up recently. I was watching a TV show on Netflix called Adam Ruins Everything. It's about like a skeptic guy. It's like a comedy show. He's from Funny or Die. And he basically like talks about like similar to Penn and Teller's bullshit, but a little bit more humorous. But he talks about like a thing, like a topic, like donating to charity or that was the one I was looking at, was donating to charity or like marriage or funerals. And he talks about all the bullshit about a certain topic. And so I was watching the one about charity, and they were talking about food drives and like where you donate cans of food. And he was saying that they're complete BS, that most of the shelters and like food banks would rather have money, and they can buy cheaper food in bulk with cash. But the only reason they do food drives is because it makes the community feel better, like that they're giving. And so my thought was, well, if you're going to get people together to let them feel good, why don't we do that about something that actually does help people, like optimally, unlike the food drives? And so my idea for that, I call it helper fairs. So what you do is like every year or every 3 months or something, a community would have like a week-long thing, like at a church or gymnasium in a school or something. And like, it'd be based on a theme. So like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, people would come by, and based on that theme, like let's say the theme is clothes, people would come by to donate clothes. People, like old ladies with sewing machines, would come by to like sew things in broken clothes, like repair clothes, and like you could donate clothes those days, and you could sell used clothes, like a yard sale-ish type thing. So like, it would be like a community getting together on a topic. And so I had a few other like themes. One of them would be like computers. So like, it could be a weekend where all the computer nerds like me and Dan would go in, and we would, old ladies would come in with their Windows 98 old PCs, and we would try to fix them or whatnot. And it'd be a way for us to socialize and meet like maybe single women in the neighborhood, you know. And like meet our neighbors that, like, I've never met most of my neighbors, you know. And then like, they could have, there could be like a baby slash kid one where people who have kids or like, they could find babysitters, like kids who want to babysit can like go and interview parents, and that could be like selling baby clothes and stuff, sharing tips and sharing like not used diapers, but like whatever, whatever they share, whatever people who own babies share. Own babies. You can tell I'm a parent based on the terminology I use. There could be a food slash cooking one. You could have like old ladies bringing in leftovers and with crock pots, and they could like make you recipes and teach you how to cook, like introductory cooking courses, and selling old cooking like Tupperware crap, whatever. You could have like a toys and hobbies one, for like drone people who use drones and like kids' toys and like, out maybe sporting goods. And, there could be a travel agent one where, my mom, she loves like traveling and like helping people book vacations and like, this is where I went and like go to this restaurant when you're in Cancun and shit like that. Like, his travel agent doesn't really exist anymore, except for maybe for super rich. But like, people like my mom could just do that for socializing, like not necessarily get paid. And then there could be like a fitness one where you, people show you how to work out, and they recruit like people for at home fitness classes and, sell like used yoga mats, whatever. There could be a 3D printing one, finance, small business, but it'd be like, if you had like all those different categories, like once a month, it'd be like a way for people to, like, if you need a piece of clothing fixed, that's where you would go. Or if you're poor and you need handouts for a certain thing, that's where you would go. It'd be a way to bring the community together for shit that helps people, not just overpriced canned goods that nobody wants to eat anybody anyway.
Part of me wishes this podcast were on video so you could all see Tom's hand movements as he talks. It's great. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just – it's great, Tom.
Okay.
Tom, so when you say that they don't use the cans or they don't like the cans, does that mean they're not using them, or they would rather have money, obviously, but they are using the cans, right?
I suppose they are. I mean, I don't know. I usually don't donate cans, but I don't remember exactly what they said on the ad. It ruins everything. It's on Netflix. You can watch it, but they did say they can buy a lot more in bulk, like per dollar. I think they do get like a lot of like vegetables that people don't really prefer to eat, like at the food drives. I don't know. Any thoughts on like my idea?
Your donation.
Other than my insulting of canned drives.
There's a lot to take in, Tom.
Would you?
I mean, it kind of sounds like the app Next Door. Have you ever used it before?
No, I heard about it a little bit. I didn't know that you could.
Kind of similar to that. In that, like, you can get, you can post and say, "Hey, I want to do this," and then people can join in on you and do that. It can be as much as like going in on some like crops together, stuff like that, and fundraising and volunteering and stuff. And then it can be like literally people lending you baby clothes or giving you baby clothes and stuff.
Yeah, I guess there's some overlap there. I had heard of Nextdoor on the news because people use it like, oh, there's a suspicious car in the neighborhood and they like badmouth their neighbors. Like this neighbor had the music on and like, I guess there's more.
Yeah.
Positive.
Or someone will say, oh, I have too many eggs from my chicken coop. Let me know if you want some. Hmm. You know, it can be weird like that too.
I see room for both apps. Mine isn't really an app. It's more of a, like, it's almost like a combination of a yard sale slash Goodwill slash we're going to fix the hole in your jeans, like custom repair stuff. Like, yeah, so the part of the intention is to bring people together so they're not alone all the time. They know who their neighbors are. Nextdoor, I guess, does that sort of on a person-to-person basis, but there's not a bunch of people going to a place at the same time. So I don't know if it fosters necessarily a sense of community as much.
There's an app called Meetup. It's like people get together based on different interest groups.
Yeah, I did that once. What I found is that people are boring. There's no interesting meetups.
Depends which ones you go to.
Do you have an example of a fun meetup that you went to?
Well, I go to Ann Arbor New Tech meetup all the time. It's like seeing what's it called? Shark Tank. It's like a mini Shark Tank. That show Shark Tank where people pitch their ideas.
Who are they pitching to in New Tech?
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of what's it called? There's investors there. There's it's a huge tech community.
I would love to go to one of those. It's just on meetup.com.
Yeah, Ann Arbor New Tech.
On the weekends?
Third Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Pitch one of my stupid podcast ideas. Or Camilla could pitch her dead person message idea.
They take it pretty seriously there. There's like,
but do you need like a prototype or something?
No, just like you got to email them in advance.
Oh, it's with the idea or just to show up?
What you want to talk about? No, you just RSVP. There's always like 150 or so people there. But there's the young professionals meetups, different music meetups, drinking meetups. Not that I've been to those in a while.
What I found is it was all like things that I found boring, like knitting or church things or yoga or reading book clubs, like nothing that I found interesting.
Oh, okay. You got to keep looking, Tom.
Tech stuff, which is like work tech stuff. That one was interesting only because of my creative ideas. It's not like a fun thing.
Ah.
I wouldn't think. Hmm. Although I went to one once for iPhone developers, and they had a Vive or an Oculus there, and it was like a year before they got released to the public.
That's pretty
cool. So I got to try out an Oculus. Or I think Oculus came first, right?
I'm not sure.
Whatever.
Oculus got bought by Facebook for $1 billion.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, another thing about my helper fares is that it could be, yeah, like a yard sale, or like it could be a second source of income for people like who have sewing machines and they want to fix stuff. They could either fix it on the fly, or they could like take orders and then fit, like people could drop it off and they could fix it and return it like days later. And if you had a bunch of communities that had these helper fares, people could travel from helper fare to helper fare around like their general area. Hmm. Like some people do that for like flea markets, or
like community recycling.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's recycling slash, so it's donating, selling, giving away, repairing, all in the one place
before it finally hits a landfill.
Yeah. Another thing I had for this is that I think it's called the Tetris effect. And basically, when you make something public, like the video game Tetris, like there was a world record that was like pretty stagnant. Like it didn't change much over 15 years. And then all of a sudden, like Facebook and social media and like people could – and Twitch – people could broadcast their world record, and all of a sudden people saw how other people beat the game or how their gameplay worked.
Yeah.
And they like it's an interesting thing, like the that applies to lots of things. Like with visibility of what other people are doing, people get better at stuff. Same thing with like world records in Olympics. Like once one person does the 900 on a skateboard – they, other people know it's possible, so they all can do it the next year. Hmm. So if you have things like this where people get together to repair things and like do like homemade businessy things, the Tetris effect could take into effect, and all of it could spawn like new industries of like amateur arts and crafts and sewing machine repair stuff, like create like a whole new economy of personalized stuff.
I always thought the Tetris effect, I always knew it as like, because you play that game so long, you see pieces falling like in real life. That's what I thought the Tetris effect was.
It is another name for the thing about breaking world records once you see other people, how other people do it. Maybe it's not the Tetris effect. Whatever. I saw an example of that for Tetris. Yeah, so some negatives for that idea. People might not volunteer, especially for the computer one, because computer nerds are like cats. Like it's hard to herd them together in a spot unless there's like comic books there. I suppose you could bring comic books there.
Lure them in.
Yeah, like there might be like some snobbery, like the church people could like take over and like bully other people out. Yeah, maybe there might be like 100 people, too many people wanting their computers fixed and not enough people to fix them. I think I just said that. Might kill local businesses. So you've got people like Walmart on the top, on the high end, killing local businesses. Now you'd have people on the low end of like, so killing, taking their comp. So it'd be like they'd be getting attacked from both ends, the local businesses.
Oh man, we're talking about revolution on this podcast.
Although,
take down Facebook and take down Walmart.
No, I'm saying that. Like an ordinary small business, like a computer repair shop, like maybe Amazon is killing them because you can just buy cheap electronics or whatever. So the big company is taking away their business, and then all of a sudden there's this for like amateur repair people to like kill even more. So it would be killing the middle size, the small size business even more, which is probably a bad thing. So the small business would be attacked by the big businesses and the amateurs at the same time. Although they're probably already dead now, most of the small businesses anyway.
What kind of dick message would the dead business leave?
Oh, and Camilla's app?
Yeah.
What?
Tom was talking about small businesses dying, and I asked, you know, what kind of message would they leave on Camilla's app?
Any last ideas on the helper fairs? Would you guys participate either to buy stuff or to help people out in your community?
Are you trying to frame me and make me look like a bad person?
Exactly.
I definitely want to find out more. I want to find out more about how I can help people.
I don't know. I honestly thought the same thing about Next Door, that it was a really great concept and that it would help me get more involved in my community, but at the end of the day, there's only so many hours in my day. You know, the reason that I think CAMS work, for example, is that it's an easy way to make a small impact, even if it's not a big impact, or if you don't have the ability to give money. It's still something.
Recycling cans?
No, like donating cans and how long has it been since either of you done volunteer work?
It's been a long time.
I
can't remember the last time I did volunteer work.
I did it once. I did Habitat for Humanity through work, but I got heat exhaustion about an hour in and I had to quit.
Yeah, I did.
The last time I did volunteer work was because I got arrested in college for drinking they forced me to.
Yeah.
I didn't do it out of the kindness and the goodness of my heart.
Well, now that if my work wasn't so stressful, like if I was unemployed, I would probably do it just to get out of the house. If I was retired, I would probably do it. Maybe people our age maybe wouldn't do it as much. But anything to plug before we go? Comedy shows, music shows?
Yeah, both. Comedy and music. Full Metal Events, May 22nd. I got my first ever international musical guest. He's coming all the way from Toronto. His name is Mark Norman Harris. Then on June 5th, musical guest is a guy named Frank Grimaldi. He's this badass blues musician and singer. And Samantha Rager is headlining. And Tanner Oliver is hosting. So May 22nd.
Oh, cool. That would be a good show.
Yeah. I got my next two shows. I'm really, really excited. So May 22nd.
Well, I'll plug just a couple shows. I have like a million music, and I'll give you the next couple. I'm at Sullivan's Pub tomorrow evening. That's out in Oxford, Michigan, and that show starts at 8, and that'll be a great show. It's stacked with a ton of really great comedians. So it'll be at 8 p.m. tomorrow. So it's an Irish pub out in Oxford called Sullivan's. And then the next cool thing is if you want to hear me sing, I'm singing and playing music for 3 hours at Eastern Market Brewery on May 11th. That's May 11th is, I believe, a Saturday. Recall.
Like constantly? Sorry? For 3 hours?
Constantly.
How many breaks do you get?
I mean, I take breaks to have to drink beer in between songs, and I'll take like a 10-minute break in the middle of the set. But yeah, typically about 3 hours.
Cool. That was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for calling Camilla and Chris, if you ever listen to this. Thanks for coming in, Dan. Good night.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.